Tonight's Shir Simon Resh Pei Beis, Seif Hei, Vav, and Zayin, and Simon Resh Pei Gimel. Seif Hei. Im lo nimsa, misha yodea lahaftir, ela echad me osav sha'alu likos beter. If you don't find someone who's capable of saying the maftir, the haftirah, except someone who already got an aliyah, Ukvar Amr Shir Sibir Kaddish Acher Kriyasa Parasha, and the Shir Sibir is at the Kaddish at the conclusion of the Parasha. Zesherotza Lahaftir Serch Lachsev Likros. So the one you're going to call up has to repeat and lane again. Vivarach al Kriyasa Tchevesaf and make the brachas again, which is unusual because usually one person doesn't say brachas on the Torah twice. And here you're giving one person two aliyahs on the same day because no one else knows how to do the haftarah. So you're calling him up from after, even though he already got an aliyah before. So that's what you're going to do. Aval im lo amr kaddish. But let's say you had not yet said the kaddish. You finished the parasha, you didn't say the kaddish, and you realize that your next aliyah is going to someone who already got an aliyah. Yafter mishal l'shvi. Then just let the one who got the last aliyah do the haftarah. Imidev, he knows how. And if there are others who know how to do the haftarah, lo yafter mishal ala kvar. Don't use someone who got the aliyah already. So ideally, the one who gets maftir did not get a previous aliyah. And if it's someone who did get a previous aliyah, you shouldn't say the kaddish. But if you already said the kaddish, you have no choice but to call someone up who already got an aliyah, and he'll read again from the Torah, make the brachas again of the Torah, and then he'll do the haftarah. So that's the Mishnah Berurah of Zayin. Sivkan of Zayin, lo nisav chul. You don't have anyone who can read the haftarah. V'hu adim b'shabbos ha-chazon. This is also true on Shabbos Chazon. Afilu nimsim yish yodeh la-haftar b'navi. You do have someone who can read the haftarah from the Navi. Rak shlo yodeh l'kain k'nahog, but he doesn't know the nigin. He can't do it in the Eichan nigin the way we do it. Gam ki dina hachi, so the same halach applies. If the only one who can do it already got an aliyah, we'll give him an aliyah again. Sifkan chav ches, torch lachsev v'likros. So they said kaddish already, so you'd have to lay in again. V'afilu ha-shvi'i roitza la-hafter, even if the one who got shvi wants to do the haftarah, torch lachsev v'likros, he'll have to get another aliyah. Kimen she-hifsik b'kaddish, once you interrupt with kaddish. Ha-nechnosam lo yeidu she-zeh ha-mafter kar mitchil b'tor, because if someone walks in, they don't know that he already got an aliyah. V'ikim b'zayin l'tor, it's a b'zayin l'tor. Kadamina gemara, the gemara teaches, the maftir tzorach shikur b'tor tchila. Whoever gets maftir, you have to read in the Torah first. B'mnei kvod ha-tor, that's kavod ha-tor. What's the kavod ha-tor? Ha-nadi ha-maftir, yaftir b'nevim. Because if he gets to read only from the Navi, v'yivarach ha-lovi, he makes brachas. For the yikur b'tor, he does not read from the Torah. Ha-anu mashvim divi ha-nevim l'Torah. B'kriya b'racha. Then you're equating the Navi to the Torah in the recitation and the brachas. So we always read from the Torah first, and that shows the Torah is the ikar. That's why we always give the one who gets the haftarah to read from the Torah. So if the shvi'i is going to be the one to do the haftarah, if they already said kaddish, could be someone walks into shul right then. And if he just goes straight into the haftarah, people think, oh, he could read the haftarah without laning. So we dafka call him up another aliyah and reads again. Umikamakam nachon yoyse bin yonenu shehivsik bekadish shiikra hamaftir echem min hakoidmin v'lo ashvi. So in this situation, when you raise the kaddish, ideally you're not going to take the shvi'i for the maftir. You're going to take someone who was earlier to do that. Sifkan chavtes yaftir misha ola v'chulu. If the kaddish had not yet been said, then the one who had shvi should do the haftarah if he knows how. He'll say the navi. There's no need to give him another aliyah because he just got an aliyah. That which he got shvi at the end of the parasha. Oh, if they added aliyahs, the one who got achron, so he'll do the haftarah. The kaim of the mafter or the minyan shiva. We know the mafter is part of the minyan of seven. Kol kamon. As we say in Sivov, and you wait with the Kaddish until you finish the Haftarah and the Brachas. So don't say the Kaddish, just give the last Aliyah the Haftarah, and you won't have to get another Aliyah. And then you say Kaddish afterwards. Kasa Pimagod, Pimagodim writes, Dehu Adin Bechol Mafter, Kshashocha Chlom HaKaddish Mikoidim. This is really true, says the Pimagodim. Anytime you have a Haftarah, you Mafter, but you forgot to say the Kaddish. Everyone's sleeping. Everyone's sleeping on the job. The Torah forgot the Kaddish, and he gets his Aliyah. They realize after he reads his Aliyah, at that point, no Kaddish. Wait till after the Haftarah and the Brachos, and then we'll do the Kaddish. So you'll give the Shvi'i to read the Haftarah if he knows how. What if he doesn't know? So you have no choice but to call up someone who got an Aliyah already to read the Haftarah. Then you're going to have to give him another Aliyah, and he'll say the brachas, and then he'll do the Haftarah afterwards. Sifkatan Lamed Aleph. If there are others who know the Haftarah, don't call up someone who got an Aliyah already. Lo Yaftir, but Shabbos Chazon. What about Shabbos Chazon? The Malkum Shaminig, some place of Minig, Shakur and Harav Lamafter, the Rav gets Mafter and Shabbos Chazon. Then lo yikur'u mikoydim l'shlishi. Don't give him shlishi. He only gets shlishi every week because we don't want to give him an aliyah and then mafter also. I'm Billy Rao, looking at Eli Rabba. Sifkana beis misha ala kvaf. He got an aliyah ready. We don't want to give him another aliyah for mafter. Im kar'u l'odim l'ter v'sekenes acheres. Let's say a person got an aliyah in one shul. V'nizdam in lo osa parasha shakur hayom, and he goes to a second shul and they give him an aliyah, the same thing he got, the same aliyah. So chlasavach, he'll say the brachas again. If he comes to the second shul, even if it's the exact same aliyah, doesn't make a difference, he says the brachas again. Se'evav, im toshiach tzibah v'sim ha'parasha im ha'shishi v'makadish. What happens if the Balkari messed up? He finished the parasha with only six aliyahs, and he says kaddish. And sarach likos odacher, so we don't make another aliyah to make up for the shvi. Ela yikra im ha'mafti ma'shakari ma'shishi. The maftir will repeat what he did for shishi, and that is your seventh aliyah. The kaimla maftir or the minyan shiva, because we hold that the maftir is part of the minyan shiva. Zok to mishnah brura sifkar la megimla answer chlikus v'chulo. What's the lomar? Answer say shen sar chlikus oid shvi'i mavan maftir. It's not necessary to do a shvi besides maftir. The achre she'amar kaddish b'sim haparasha. Once he said the kaddish at the end of the parasha, ein akur achach rak l'shem maftir levad. So then he calls him after. That's it. Kmo shuragel tamid achar kash. Like we always do after kash. For who ye oila limin and shiva. And that person who's coming after the kaddish is the seventh aliyah. Avlam nizker kodesh amar kash. Well, let's say they didn't say kash yet, and the shishi finished the parsha. As tzarech likros echar l'shvi'i mashakar kva. Don't say kaddish. Call up a shvi'i, and he'll lain for the shvi'i what the shishi already read. He'll finish the parasha. V'yomakash say the kash. V'achach yasal likros says the psukim l'mafter k'mo shorogot. And then you'll do another psukim or a third time for the. It doesn't have to be a third time. Depends how you would bake it up for the shvi. But then you read some psukim for the mafter as well. Sifkatan lamedalid. He'll read for the mafter that which he read already with shishi aliyukav echulu. V'insurch lachs v'lomakash. You're not going to say kash again. Siv zayin kara haparasha. B'tfilas Shachris b'Shabbos v'didik pasuk echad. They leaned Shabbos morning and skipped the pasuk. Chayze v'kayrehu u'shnayim imo. They go back and lane that pasuk with two more to make a three pesukim. V'afilu hiftir, even if they already did haftarah. V'spal musaf, even if they already did musaf. Chozer v'kayre, they go back, take a sefer Torah to lane three pesukim to make up the missed pasuk. Mr. Bruce of Karl Lamahe, the Diag Pasuk Yachri skipped the Pasuk. Who adin teva achas? The same as two if he missed a word. Al Shadiber Behoiva. We just discussed the normal case, he missed the whole Pasuk. Sifkar Lamahav, Jose Vikori. He has to go back and read it. Viyavarach Lefanel, Ulachrel. And they'll say Brachas before and after. Al Hashlosha Psukim for the three Psukim. Va'ayin Le'el Simen Kuf Lamed Zain Sif Gimel. If you look back in Kuf Lamed Zain Sif Gimel, Shom Mevo'ar called Protein Zed. There we go through all the details of these types of mistakes. He brings a note, if they put the Sefer Torah back in the Gurdish, you take it back out, which I'm assuming they did, because it says he's Davin Musaf even.
Yeah.
Either you put the Sefer Torah back, You take it out, it doesn't make a difference. Simon Reish Pei Gimel. Why don't we have two Sifrei Torah every single Shabbos? Sif Aleph. What is the reason you don't take out a Shabbos, second Sifrei Torah, and we'll do the Musaf of Shabbos from the second Sifrei Torah? Every Yontif, we have two Sifrei Torah, and the Musaf is in the second Sifrei Torah, so Shabbos do the same. Because the Musaf of Shabbos is only two Psukim. We don't lay only two Psukim. We never lay in less than three psukim. And to start adding psukim that are not relevant to Shabbos, we don't do that. Even though there are times that we do it, like Rosh Chodesh, and they give all kinds of terutzim.
Right?
But lemaisa on Shabbos, we're not going to do it. The hatosavos kasu oitam. Tosis has another pshat. If you're going to lay in the Musaf of Shabbos every single Shabbos from the second Sefer Torah, then your Haftarah from the Navi is going to be discussing Shabbos every single week. So you're going to finish off the Kriyas Torah with Shabbos, and you're going to have to Mafter with Shabbos. So every single Haftarah is going to be Shabbos. So we can't do that either.